already talking about that. So that's great. That's what this event's all about, is people get excited and come and involved and get involved in some of the events we're having.
Well, you were talking about the sound system, something that's going to, I think people are going to notice right away.
Well, I hope so. I think some of the biggest pieces with the sound system is that we are making it a little easier to control the sound levels through different areas of the arena, from on the ice for the student athletes to the suites to the seating on each side. And that was an issue with the older system, so hopefully we can accomplish that. We'll see.
I think a lot of people don't realize how much science goes into that. I mean, it's not just putting up speakers and turning something on and, you know, is it louder or softer? That's not it. I mean, it's got to be, there's a science to it.
We had a senior design class actually go through this entire facility and determine which areas were dead spots, where it was too loud, and actually had this whole schematic thing that I didn't understand at all and, you know, told us where the issues were. So we're slowly working at trying to achieve where the best sound levels are. With the video board, we actually, you know, first year of operation with that, we had some hiccups and some glitches. I'm not sure that anyone in the stands really knew, but we did back of house. So we're working on resolving that, and we're working on expanding that whole show for our fans and for our student athletes. We're subcontracting out the position, and we've actually decided to bring it in-house, which I think will help a lot with a lot of our graphic design and things in other areas as well. So we've been working on that piece and hopefully get some young, creative, excited person in here to do our sound or our video production for next season and web streaming. And just a lot of really good things happening, and we're taking, you know, as usual, the way we do it at Michigan Tech is little by little and phase it in, and makes it exciting every year because there's something new and interesting and for the fans and for us as staff and coaches and student athletes.
Suzanne, really quick before we let you go, the GLI back at Joe Louis Arena next year, and a little bit of relief, I would imagine, for you.
It is. You know, it was really exciting to be outside and to see that venue and to do that for the first time. I think we did it because it's a great thing for our student athletes, and but there is a lot of relief, I think, from the folks putting on the tournament to be back inside and have some consistent conditions and know that it's not going to be raining and 45 degrees and melting ice. So we're excited to be back in the Joe, and hopefully in the next few years we'll have a new arena.
Just going to ask you about
arena.
That. Yeah.
Not sure exactly where that is right now, but we are going to be celebrating the 50th year of the GLI, so we're going to be planning some events surrounding that. You'll see some things coming out probably in July or August on that. And just great, amazing that it's the 50th year already.
It's hard to believe. Yeah, I mean, it really is, and it's going to be so much fun. And we've done so well the last couple of years at the Great Lakes Invitational. Almost won it last year, won it the year before, and can't wait till it's back in the draw. I really can't wait till it's in a new building.
I know. That'll be nice. And no pressure on Coach Pearson in winning the 50th year of the GLI.
You know, I went back and watched Fox's coverage on YouTube just last week. You know, the whole post game with Phoenix and... just, you know, it gave me shivers, it gave me chills watching that again, and it was really exciting.
That was great.
Yeah.
And no pressure. I mean, we expect to win that, so we're looking forward to it. I mean, we're at the point now where we should expect to win that tournament every year, regardless of the field, regardless of who we're playing, where it's played, indoors, outdoors, new rink, old rink, you know. We were one of the original founders of that tournament. It's important that we do well there, and I know that's going to be up there on our goals board this year, and that'll be one of the highlights of our season. So we're looking forward to it already. Like, you know, I wish it was tomorrow, Dirk.
Yeah, me too.
It'll be exciting. I think this year's invitational team is Ferris State, so you've got four Michigan schools going at it, and makes for a pretty good field of competition.
It does. Suzanne, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the summer, and we'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show coming up in just a little bit. More conversations with Mel, and he'll be answering any questions you might have. If you have a question, hurry up, get it in. DJ@themix93.com. Mel Pearson Show on location at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. This is the site of the Spring Hockey Carnival on Saturday starting at 4.
Welcome back. We are live here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show. And Wes Fromm is also with us here at the Bob Olson Media Center. And getting set for the big event on Saturday. It starts at 4, goes till 6 right here at the McGinnis, and it's called the Spring Hockey Carnival.
And, Dirk, you don't have to be here for 2 hours. I would just and have some fun and, like I said, get free food. Free food, I enjoy that. And again, we'll have some adult beverages for those old enough. And like I said, all our players will be here. We'll have a schedule poster to give out to everyone. So some autographs, some face painting. We're trying to get some cutouts. You know, those cutouts, how you see in NHL rinks of a player,
yeah.
And then you can get in the cutout and get your picture taken.
Oh, good idea.
So we have a lot of different things going on. We have a beanbag toss type game, you know, anybody of any age can do that, sort of like a cornhole game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different things. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know everybody's anxious to get out to your camp and cottage and the lake and everything, but come on in and get a free meal and mingle with some of our players. And if you don't have your season tickets, it's a great time to pick them up. Even though hockey's a long ways away, it's such a good price and such a great deal for a really good schedule this year.
Coach, have you ever done any event like this in your past, other places that you've been?
No, I haven't. You know, we really haven't. But I've watched a few NHL teams do it, and for charity and some different things, whether it's the wives of the players putting it on or whatnot. So I've been talking about it the last couple of years, and we're finally getting to a stage where we're going to do something. I like it to be an annual thing, too, and not necessarily surrounded around season tickets this year. It just happens to correspond with that. But I think it's an event we can really grow and make it just a real good community event for all the local youth and like I said, kids of every ages too. I shouldn't just say it's just for the young kids, but it's for older kids too. And like I said, the Xbox will be up and running. We'll have lots of good things going on.
Coach, what can you talk about as far as some of the seniors that have moved on from last year? And we were chatting about Josh Robinson from a couple of years ago. He's playing well right now.
Yeah, well, it's nice. It's nice to see your players who've moved on to the next level, you know, and obviously Davis Payne is a player that I recruited when I was here at Texas assistant coach a long time ago, and I remember recruiting Davis from out in Vernon in the BC Junior League, and obviously came here, and now he's assistant coach with LA Kings, so he's doing very well, and he's done a good job there, and it's nice to see Davis doing well. So, and I have a feeling he'll be a head coach again somewhere in the NHL, and he's done a fantastic job, and he's a really good hockey mind. I heard him speak a couple of years ago at a convention, and he did a fantastic job. So it's good to see Davis doing well, and Josh Robinson's in the American League right now with the Dallas Stars farm team in Texas, and they're up. I think they won. They're up 2-1 in their series right now in the semifinals in the American Hockey League, which you know is going on right now as well as the NHL. And Scott White. Scott White's another. He's the general manager of that team, and he's done a fantastic job putting on a great team there. And he's you know, I know he works with the Dallas Stars as well as with the Texas Stars, which is their affiliate there. So it's good to see Scott, another guy recruited way back when out of Montreal, like St. Louis. So and it's amazing how old I am, Dirk. I keep aging myself. So, but it's really exciting to see these guys doing well. And, you know, our seniors, there's a few of them who will go on and play, like Dennis Ricks is going to go play in England next year and work on his Masters. I know Brad Stebner had some games in there at the end of the year, and he's not sure exactly where he's going to go, but he wants to continue to play hockey. And so will Ryan Fern and Jake Johnson. They all have things going on, but nothing actually concrete where they're going. Daniel Holmberg is probably going to play in Europe, you know, either in Sweden or possibly France next year. So there's lots of opportunities for guys to play. The most important thing, though, and the exciting thing about all those guys is they're all going to finish their degrees or have them already. I know a couple are working on one or two classes, but the rest of them have got their degrees, and to me that's so important. That's number one. That's why you come to college and play college hockey is to get that degree, because sooner or later hockey does come to an end, whether you're 22 or maybe 42 if you're lucky to play long enough. So, but they're doing well, and we stayed in touch with them. And like I said, I think most of them, if not all of them, will probably play it somewhere next year.
Well, we've been talking about the event and the different things going on, and all the things that you've been involved with in recruiting and those type of things. How about just give us your overall thoughts as we head into, you know, the summer on your thoughts on next year's team and the things you're looking forward to most about next year's team?
Well, I'm really looking forward to you know, getting the game started and just seeing the growth in some of our players, you know, that have been here for a while, that we're looking to have breakout years. Anytime you go, obviously, from your freshman or sophomore, you're like, I'll use Mike Neville as an example. Like, I can't wait to see Mike come back, and he's such a hard worker, and I think he's really going to take a step forward. But what I like is I think we have a team that can compete for the conference.